listeners, and welcome to a special Plugapalooza episode of Neon Knights, the Arcane Files of Jack Tracer. This week, we are not releasing an episode during the break. We were not able to find a time for everyone to record our next episode, but I wanted to put something out, and so me and company member and marketing manager Aaron Sarka are
That's
here.
Me.
That's Darren. We're just going to talk about some of our favorite shows. Before that, though, I want to let you know we just did a read-through of our next episode. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be real good.
It's going to drop in 2 weeks, so be on the lookout for it. And, yeah. So, me and Aaron are going to each talk about three audio dramas that we personally really, really liked, and these are going to be some newer shows that are not as established that you, the listener, definitely need to check out. So first, Aaron, what's the first show you want to mention on here?
Yeah, so first thing I'd like to mention, it's hard to kind of narrow it down, is the Amelia Project, which is a new podcast. They have a few episodes out now. Absolutely worth subscribing to this show. It is was written, directed by Philip Thorne and Austin Brager. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's a great show. It's basically about a small business that specializes in giving people, like, faking their death and then having them start a new life over. Like, oh, my life is terrible. This is an organization that will fake your death and then start a new life for you, and different characters walk through the door, and
that's a really cool
idea. It's a great, and it's a comedy.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they based out of France, I think, or Germany?
Are they? I don't know.
I think Philip, I could be totally wrong, but I think Philip is based on, out of, he's not based out of America, I don't think. But you know what? I could be totally, totally wrong about that.
Philip, shoot us a message, let us know.
Well, yeah, because I'm friends with them on Facebook. So, Philip, listen to this. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So, yeah, that's really cool. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. I know it's brand new, so I got plenty of time. But, yeah, so check out the Amelia Project, guys. I want to plug a friend of our show. It is Just Press Playhouse's Time Trip. It's produced by two guys, Philip. Gabe Templin and Orlando Segura. They actually were featured on one of our audio drama spotlights recently. Time Trip is about Trip Time Skipper as he travels through different dimensions and times and just encounters different things. There's one where he goes back to the Wild West, one where he goes way into the future, one where he goes into like a Indiana Jones, Casablanca type world. It's a lot of fun, and you should check them out. On Twitter, you can find it at Just Press Playhouse. And Tip Time Skipper has a Twitter account, but it's not really
his own Twitter account. I saw that.
But yeah, definitely check that out as well. I've listened to all the episodes, and it's amazing.
It really is a great show.
And like I said, they're friends of ours as well, so they're worth absolutely checking out. What's the next one you want to check out?
All right. So the next one that I would love to promote here is a show called The Infinite Bad. And that comes from Definitely Human Productions, so the same people who did The Bunker and Mars Corp and all of those. But this is... So I actually do not like this, D&D, this, like, live D&D podcast thing. I think it has a place. There are a lot of them out there, and some people really love them. And I think if it's your thing, that's great. I really don't. But this one is so different because Giorgio Mariani, the writer and game master, it's very clear that he puts a lot of attention into writing his own story. And it's a story more than it is like a regular D&D campaign. And all of his characters are just kind of taken along for that story using sort of loose D&D rules.
Right.
And they're all very funny people if you've ever heard Mars Corp, Maximilian John's on there and David Knight. And all the people. Tom Dolling is one of the editors for the show. Lots of people who put out some great stuff. And it's a D&D sort of world, but it takes place in like Victorian England. And there's lots of spooky Cthulhu-esque
monsters
that are coming around. It's
So very Lovecraftian.
Yeah.
So you can find them on Twitter at the Infinite Bad, and human. I think definitely human Twitter account is at human definitely.
Yeah, that's it.
Which I think is amazing. So yeah, check out the Infinite Bad guys. With D&D campaigns, I know there's a lot of those. God's Fall is one of them.
And Adventure Zone's the big one.
There's a bunch of them. I know that, but this one, if it's Lovecraftian, I might need to check it out.
Yeah, I think it's based on the rules for the Call of Cthulhu D&D game. So they took the rules from that, and then he wrote his own around it.
That's really cool. That's a lot of.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of
work. I'm game DMing a game right now. I'm game mastering a game right now, and even being given a script, like here's everything that happens. It's hard just handling that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like writing my own universe.
Yeah, like literally developing like a unique game based off of something else. It's based off of something else.
And then trying to follow all of the mechanics.
It's like a niche of a niche of a niche.
Yeah. But it's good. It's worth checking out.
So last thing I want to plug is the 2298 podcast. That one it's brand new. I mean, literally, like, I think their first episode dropped last Monday. I think their next episode's coming out this Monday. But that one, it is the distant future. The world has ended, and there's only like this large perimeter of people left, and like in the entire universe. And the whole idea is that because there was too much freedoms back in the past, it caused the world to end, and so now everyone has no freedoms, and everyone's like assigned roles and jobs. You don't have the ability to pursue what you want, but the narrator is on that side. Like he's already saying, like this is a good thing because if everyone just follows what they're given, then the world will end again. And he also mentioned the bird that is following him. So they're setting up a good like mystery.
There's a lot of stuff. And it's a pretty short episode.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes.
10 minutes,
I think.
And it's worth. You can burn right through it, and it gets you excited for the next one. I like.
And there
are
a lot of prologues too. Like there's a lot of other stuff, the 2 minute prologues and stuff to help build it up. But yeah, it's a really fun show. I mean, I don't understand it yet because it's only one episode. But the Twitter account especially is fun to follow. The guy posts as The Network, which is the group that kind of controls everything now, and it's really fun. So 2298. And you can find their Twitter, I believe, just at 2298pod. Let me before I say it for sure. Yes, 2298pod at a Twitter account, and of course they're on Apple and everything. So yeah, check that one out. What's your last one, sir?
Okay, so my last one is Strange and Unusual Podcast, and it's actually their own production company. I think they're based out of Houston. They recently had issues with the flooding down there, so they had to shut down production for a little bit and use a bunch of old equipment. But they got everything up and running again after the hurricanes. And so Strange and Unusual, they do podcasts like... Spooky Cute, which is like the little witch and her cat familiar, just super irreverent comedy. They also do Friend of the Family, which is kind of this Buffy-esque story where this woman is like a chosen one to fight evil, but she has to do it with the help of an enslaved vampire that's like been in her family for years. It was like passed down. And then they have The Illustrious Mr. Katz, which is this story about an adolescent super detective who solves very similar cases to Jack Tracer, and one of these days we'll shoot them over an email saying, hey, Jack should find his way into a cat's case. So they're great. You can find them on Twitter at FriendOTFamily.
Because there's actually also a podcast called the Strange and Unusual Podcast, which is placed off of kind of lore-esque.
Right, which is a different thing.
Not the same thing.
This is Strange with an N, Unusual, and their Twitter is FriendOTFamily, at FriendOTFamily, but their website is StrangeUnusual.com, that is with an N.
Okay.
Check them out. They put out a lot of content, and it's all delightful.
Okay, yeah, because I talked about the Strange and Unusual Podcast at first, and I was like, I don't think they're an audio
drama.
Not quite
the same thing, no.
Well, cool. My last one is actually a Chicago-based podcast, which we're based out of as well. It's called Locked Into Vacancy Entertainment, or Live for short. We have two friends who are part of this company, at least my two friends. I know other people, but two good friends of mine, Kate Booth and Kim Fukawa, who plays Hakuto in our current season, are both part of this. And they do a bunch of different shows, so it's not strictly just like one. They do live shows here in Chicago, and they do two shows per live show. And so they do, like, the Rogers Sisters, and they'll do Generic Hospital and Full House on the Prairie and Clark and Belmont and Kai Bay. So they're all different little shows. And so, like, Generic Hospital, play on General Hospital, but it's all wacky characters. The Groovy Mystery Gang is Scooby-Doo, but, you know, everything's very accentuated and over the top. Kai Bay of Justice is a sorority of superheroes, and Joe Jupiter is similar to, like, Jack Tracer, except he's a space PI. The Thrager Sisters are like the Andrews Sisters. They're like World War II, but they fight crime, right, and fight Nazis.
And they do live shows.
Yeah, they do. If you're in Chicago, every second Sunday of the month, they do a live show at Uptown Underground, which is an amazing bar. It looks like an old 1940s like lounge. It's really, really cool. They do burlesque shows as well and magic and all kinds of cool stuff.
Very cool.
But they do every Sunday night at 6:30. I say every other every second Sunday of the month, 6:30 p.m. Shows. I've been to two of them. They're a lot of fun. I've seen Generic Hospital, Clark and Belmont, the Groovy Mystery Gang, and the Rogers Sisters, and they're all really fun. I listened to a couple of their live shows as well. They also do these really fun ads. Like, they'll do these fake ads throughout that are really fun, and it's just really well written. So this is a good comedy podcast.
Right.
It's not just like drama. They sprinkle a lot of comedy in. They do original songs, which is a lot of fun. So definitely check out Locked Into Vacancy Entertainment if you get a chance. They are on Twitter as Locked Into Vacancy, with the two being number two. And they're all, you know, Twitter, and on iTunes and whatnot. So just want to plug these shows. Yeah. Want to put something out. These are shows that we support, and you as our listeners all support. They're just really good. Most of we love shows like Bright Sessions and Wolf 359. They're doing fine.
They're doing great. And yeah, absolutely, they're doing great. They deserve all of that. That's wonderful.
But these are shows that we just feel like don't get the absolute love that they 100%
deserve. They deserve more love than they're getting. Let's give it to them.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. And 2 weeks from now, be ready for second episode of our second season, The Case of the Ung Rung Bell. Thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you. Bye.